Chapter 3. Starting to Remember. At first, Maureen was sure that Harold would come back. He would phone her, cold and tired, and she would have to go and get him in the car. It would probably be in the middle of the night, and that thought made her angry. She slept with a light on and her phone next to her bed. She kept thinking about the breakfast, the pink letter, and Harold crying silently like something inside of him was undone. And when he said that he was walking to Berwick, did he plan to stay there? Well, if Harold wanted to go, then he could, she told herself. She had sometimes thought of doing the same. It was David who had kept her at home, not love of her husband. She could not remember much about how she and Harold had first met, only that he had started talking to her at a dance. Her parents had not liked him. They thought that she could find someone better. But back then, Maureen did not care that Harold had not gone to college or university. She did not care that he had so many jobs that he hardly slept. She had looked at him dancing, and her heart had jumped. She would be the love that he had never known, his wife, mother, and friend. She would be everything. Sometimes Maureen looked back to the past and wondered where the wild young woman was that she had once been. Harold remembered when Queenie first came to work at the brewery. He had begun to notice that several of the men at the brewery and his boss, Mr. Napier, had started doing a silly walk and then laughing loudly.
"Look at this,"
he heard them say.
"That's it,"
the others always shouted. He slowly understood that they were talking about the new woman in finance. They were being Queenie Hennessy. Harold knew that Mr. Napier did not like women. Harold heard that Queenie Hennessy was quiet and very good at her job.
"Just like a man, really," somebody said.
Harold did not speak to Queenie until one morning when he had found her in the stationery cupboard. He had gone to get himself some pens and opened the door to find her in there, crying.
"I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
"No, it's me who should say sorry," he told her.
"I'm good at my job," she said. "So why is Mr. Napier always watching, like he's waiting for me to make a mistake so that he can fire me? Why must they all laugh at me?"
Their boss was a difficult man, and Harold knew that people were scared of him. Only last week, Napier had fired a secretary for touching his desk. "I'm sure Mr. Napier thinks that you're very good at your job," Harold said, wanting her to stop crying.
"It will get better. Will you come out of the stationery cupboard now?"
To his surprise, he held his hand out to her, and she took it.
"Thank you,"
she said, and walked away with her back straight and her neck tall. Strangely, it was Mr. Napier who, a few months later, brought them together at work. He told Harold that he wanted Queenie to travel to the pubs to check their finances. Harold would have to take her, as she could not drive. Harold, of course, had to agree. During the first car journey, he and Queenie were quiet together, but later, they began to talk. She thanked him for being kind to her in the stationery cupboard that day. He learned that she could sing songs and liked to tell jokes. Slowly, they became friends. It was just before Queenie disappeared that things had gone really wrong between him and Maureen. She had been so angry with him because of David. She had cried. She had hit him.
"It's all because of you,"
she had shouted. But then the talking and the shouting had stopped. Maureen had moved her clothes into the guest bedroom, and Harold listened at night while she cried. In the mornings, he dressed and ate while she walked silently from room to room.
"I'm going then,"
he said as he went to work.
"Okay then. See you later."
"Yes, okay."
Harold left South Brent the next morning. At last, the houses stopped and the road went between trees and fields again. But by now, he had a pain in his right leg and he was limping. He stopped to check the plasters on his feet and change the ones where he could see blood. The road turned and rose and fell again. He limped across a field with huge cows in it that ran towards him. He wondered what Queenie's life had become in the last 20 years. Had she married? Had she had children? When he reached Buckfast Abbey, he bought postcards and a pen. He went to a cafe to write them. "Dear Queenie, I have come 20 miles. You must keep waiting. Harold Fry." "Dear Maureen, I have reached Buckfast Abbey. The weather is good, and so are my shoes, feet, and legs. H. Dear girl in the petrol station, happy to help. Thank you. From the man who said that he was going for a walk." That night, Harold stayed in another cheap hotel. His whole body ached, but his mind was full of memories. He remembered Maureen in the early years of their marriage. She had grown vegetables in the garden of Fossbridge Road. She used to wait for him every evening on the corner near the brewery, and they always walked home together before she cooked dinner. He remembered her in a red dress with a flower on it. They had sat in the garden and watched the moon. "Who needs other people?" one of them had said. Harold saw her lifting their baby towards him.
"Why won't you hold him?"
she asked. Then he remembered David on his first day at school, staring up at Harold with frightened eyes. Harold had wanted to say so many things, but in the end, had said nothing. Harold took the B3352 to Chudley and took another room for the night. 6 days after leaving Kingsbridge and 43 miles from Fossbridge Road, his trousers were now too big for him and bits of skin fell from his sunburned nose and head. The city of Exeter was a surprise after the peace of open land and sky. He was not ready for the buildings or the traffic. People hurried past with mobile phones in their hands. He lost a day just walking the streets. Finally, he went to a shop that sold walking clothes, but he became confused and did not know what to buy. There were so many things that a person could take on a long walk. In the end, he bought nothing. He told himself that he was managing very well with his boating shoes. Maureen had received Harold's postcard. He phoned her most evenings, but he was so tired that she could not understand him. She was cross with him for spending their money on hotels. After nearly a week had gone and another night without sleep, she decided to speak to David. She told him about his father walking to Queenie Hennessy.
"So what should I do about Harold?" she asked. "What would you do?"
David suggested that she should talk to the doctor about him. She imagined David smiling and tears came into her eyes. And then he said something that surprised her, that Queenie Hennessy was a good woman. Maureen breathed in. "But you never met her." But he said that she had. he reminded her how Queenie had come to Fossbridge Road with a message for Harold. She had said that the message was important. After this, Maureen picked up the phone and called Harold's doctor.